This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Charles Francis, is the author of Mindful Meditation Made Simple, Your Guide to Finding True Inner Peace. And Charles, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
Tell us a little bit about how you first got interested in meditation.
Well, I've been on a spiritual path for some years already. I was about in my mid-30s at the time, and I heard about meditation, but I never really understood what it was all about until I met some people who were meditating. And at the time, this was in the mid-90s, there were very few of us, you know, who understood the practice, and there were very few books who could that could explain it very clearly. So that really started my search, and then it just so happened Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh was going to be in the area doing a retreat. So I attended that, and that just really got everything started, my whole interest in meditation and learning more about it.
Well, what is the history of meditation? Because it goes back centuries, does it not?
Oh, it goes back quite a while, over 2,500 years. Now, mindfulness meditation is the oldest form of meditation that the Buddha taught over 2,500 years ago. And what they've done recently here in the West is they've made it more a secular practice. In other words, they try and strip away any references to the Buddha, to Buddhism, and just try and practice the techniques of mindfulness meditation.
Well, I think it's a Christian practice too. I mean, meditation as well. I mean, there's different, I think all the different religions had different people that would have practiced meditation of some sort or other.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that was really confusing for me in the beginning, was that I just thought meditation was meditation, and there was just basically one way of doing it. But what I didn't realize is, like you were saying, there are different forms of meditation. And mindfulness meditation is just one form. And what I always recommend to people is that they pick one form of meditation and learn that one well. Because if you keep bouncing around from one form to another, your progress is going to be slow, and you're not really going to fully grasp what meditation is all about. And then if you find that that form doesn't suit you so well, you have some understanding to make a better decision on another form.
What are some of the different forms of meditation?
Well, there's guided imagery, and like you said, the different religions have their form of meditation. There's relaxation meditation. There's Zen. So though each form has similarities among them all, each form is slightly different in their goals and their techniques.
What do they have in common, all these different forms?
Well, a lot of them focus on being present, being in the present moment. Because very often we're caught up in the past, things that happened in our past, or things that we expect to happen in the future, or just other things that are stirring around in our mind. And we're not fully present with what's happening right now. And if you think about it, life is only happening in the present moment. The past is only a memory. The past no longer exists. The future doesn't exist yet either. And even then, when we arrive in the future, that'll be the present moment then. So by bringing us back in the present moment, we become more in touch with life.
It seems, Francis, Charles, that that society today, I mean, the people, I know the kids especially, are going 100 miles an hour. They got all their different devices working and texting and, you know, doing so many different things. Has there been an effect on society as a result of that and increase the need for meditation?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that all those things do with those devices and all the activities is they overstimulate our mind. Because I really think that it's more of a natural state for the human mind to be at peace. The problem is that we're constantly stimulating it. And once we get into that habit, it becomes a vicious cycle. Because we get restless, we get uncomfortable, And the only way we know to drown out that uncomfortability, that stress, is with more activities and more stimulation. You know, so to the point where, you know, we start having physical problems, high blood pressure, heart disease, and a host of other problems.
So, Charles, what are the benefits of mindful meditation?
Well, first of all, it lowers stress and it helps us calm down. It also helps calm our emotions, because our emotions are usually triggered by our views about the world. And with mindfulness meditation, what we do is we develop a greater understanding of what's really happening so that we can make better decisions on how to behave, and also just those negative emotions, they're not triggered so easily. It also helps us focus better, because by calming our mind, we eliminate a lot of the excess traffic in our head. And it just helps us focus and concentrate better on whatever it is we're doing, whether it's a job-related task or school or even in our personal lives, in our emotions. You know, we're able to be more present with our loved ones. We can use more loving speech. We can listen closer. And all these things have a significant impact on the harmony in our relationships.
Now, you mentioned, you talked about progress, and you said that, you know, if people are jumping around from different, you know, meditation practices, or if, for example, they picked the wrong one, that progress is limited or it's slow. How do you define progress when it comes to meditation?
Well, the ultimate goal of mindfulness meditation is to develop mindfulness. And mindfulness in its simplest form simply means awareness. Awareness of what's happening in the present moment. Awareness of what's happening in our bodies, our minds, and our relationships with other people and the rest of the world. So as we progress in our practice, what we're doing is we're developing a greater ability to see the world more objectively. Because very often our views are triggered by preconceived ideas or emotions. So by calming our mind, by eliminating a lot of the excess traffic in our mind, we learn to observe the world more as it really is, instead of seeing it through the lens of the preconceived ideas or through our emotions.
And can you give us an example of perhaps somebody you've worked with, because you know your organization has 65,000 members, I believe, that somebody that they gave you a testimonial of what happened when they started meditating and what their life was before in comparison?
Well, I used to do a workshop at the local homeless shelter here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's a combination of homeless shelter and addiction and alcoholism treatment program. So many of the members who attended the workshop, they were just detoxing off of drugs and alcohol. So you can imagine how restless and irritable they are.
Yeah.
You know, they can't sit still, and you know they're not feeling well. So they came into these meetings feeling like that, and what I would do is I would explain the techniques, and then I would guide them through a meditation session. And you know, all of them, you know, they would say that, you know, they can't sit still and so forth. But as I led the meditation session, I would watch them. I would watch them, see, you know, which ones were very restless, or which, you know, how they were reacting to the meditation. And in almost all the cases, they were all completely still. And if I noticed somebody was restless, I usually found out that it was because they had a lot of sugar right before the meditation session. So afterwards, you know, we finished with the meditation session, I would ask them, you know, how do they feel? And very often, in fact, most of the time, they would say that they had never been so calm in their entire lives. And a few of them, you know, had deeper experiences with meditation, a much deeper level of peace and serenity, you know, what some people call a spiritual experience. So, the practice is that powerful. You know, once you know the techniques and you learn how to apply them, and it's not that complicated.
We're talking with Charles Francis about his book, Mindfulness Meditation Made Simple. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can calm your life and feel better.